You come and go at interesting times, I'll give you that, was how Cord greeted me. We had interrupted her and her co-workers in the middle of some sort of convocation. Everyone was staring at us. One older man in particular. Who's that guy, and why does he hate me? I asked, staring back at him. That would be the boss, Cord said. I noticed that her face was wet.
Oh. Sure.
It didn't occur to me that you'd have one of those.
Most people out here do, Raz, she said.
When a boss gives you that look, it's considered bad form to stare back the way you are doing.
Is it some kind of social dominance gesture?
Yeah.
Also, busting into a private meeting in someone's place of employment is out of bounds.
Well, as long as I have your boss's attention, maybe I should let him know that you called a big meeting here at midday?
Yeah.
Or, as he would think of it, you, a total stranger, invited a whole lot of other total strangers to gather on his property, an active industrial site with lots of dangerous equipment, without asking him first.
Well, this is really important, Cord, and it won't last long.
Is that why you and your co-workers were having a meeting?
That was the first agenda item.
Do you think he is going to physically assault me? Because I know a little Vlor, not as much as Leo, but
that would be an unusual way to handle it. Out here, it would be a legal dispute.
But you guys have your own separate laws, so we can't touch you, and it sounds like the powers that be are leaning on him to let this thing happen. He'll negotiate with them for compensation. He's also negotiating with the insurance company to make sure that none of this voids his policy.
Wow, things are complicated out here.
Cord looked in the direction of the Presidium and sniffled.
And they're not in there?
I thought about that for a while. I guess my disappearance on 10th night probably looks as weird to you as your boss's insurance policy looks to me.
Correct.
Well, it wasn't personal, and it hurt me a lot. Maybe as much as this mess hurts you.
That is unlikely, Cord said. Since 10 seconds before you walked in here, I got fired.
That is wildly irrational behavior, I protested, even by extramural standards.
Yes and no. Yes, it's crazy for me to get fired because of a decision you made without my knowledge, but no, in a way it's not, because I'm weird here. I'm a girl. I use the machines to make jewelry. I make parts for the Eda and get paid in jars of honey.
Well, I'm really sorry. Just stop, she suggested.
If there's anything I can do, if you'd like to join
the math you just got thrown out of?
I'm just saying, if there's anything I can do to make it up to you, give me an adventure.
In the moment that followed, Cord realized that this sounded weird and lost her nerve. She held up her hands.
I'm not talking about some massive adventure, just something that would make getting fired seem small, something that I might remember when I'm old.
Now, for the first time, I reviewed everything that had happened in the last 12 hours.
It made me a little dizzy.
Raz, she said after a while.
I can't predict the future, I said.
But based on what little I know so far, I'm afraid it has to be a massive adventure or nothing.
Great.
Probably the kind of adventure that ends in a mass burial. That quieted her down a little bit. But after a while, she said,
Do you need transportation? Tools? Stuff?
Our opponent is an alien starship packed with atomic bombs, I said. We have a protractor.
Okay, I'll go home and see if I can scrounge up a ruler and a piece of string.
That'd be great.
See you here at noon.
If they'll let me back in, that is.
I'll see to it that they do.
Hey, Cord?
Yeah?
This is probably the wrong time to ask, but could you do me one favor?